This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, coming to you from the Radio Realtors 30-day quick sale listing with no showing strategy, home seller studio. That is a mouthful. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate. And we're very happy that you tuned in to the Radio Realtors today.
And Frank, did you know that you can hear the Radio Realtors four times a weekend? Did you know that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you can hear us twice on AM 1380, The Answer, and twice on Money 105.5 FM. And both the stations have apps, so you can take the Radio Realtors everywhere that you go.
And if you miss any of the Radio Realtors, you can hear us anytime on our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, TuneIn, and on your Alexa.
And we get this question all the time, Frank. In fact, we just received a text from Cindy in Roseville who said, if I have a home to sell, can I actually hire the Radio Realtors to sell my home? And do you have an answer for her, Frank?
Yes, I do, Rob. Cindy, the Radio Realtors are not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate, but extremely active realtors that help our listeners and clients just like you every day. So Cindy, we will reach out to you right after the show.
That's right. But if you're looking to buy a home or sell your current home or both, you need realtors with proven strategies to help you win in any market. So give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or you can go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
You could not be listening to a better radio show if you're a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors RWA Certifying Home Buyer Program.
Yeah, and even if you've just been thinking about the idea about selling your home. I know we're going into the holidays and stuff. Homes show well during the holidays, and we've got the best home sale strategy here at the Radio Realtors.
That's right, Rob. We can sell your home quickly and for every single dollar it's worth with no showings. The Radio Realtors do that for our quick sale 30-day listing with no showing strategy. And that strategy includes professional HD photographs of your home, a video tour of your home, a 3D virtual tour, and home staging if you need it.
That's right. So why not find out how you can sell your home right now safely, effectively, and quickly? Even with no showings, you can call us right now at 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337. 3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we're going to cover some great topics for you today, including, Rob, what month is the best month to buy a home for less?
That's going to be a good one. And number two is 20 clues for buying a home in the best location, location, location.
And we're also going to share a few brand new listings that you'll want to see this weekend or this coming week. And you can connect with us anytime by calling or texting us on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Yeah, so reach out right now to us at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So many people seem to think that March, April, or May is the best month to buy a home. But new data shows that 7 of the 10 best days of the year to purchase a home fall in the month of December. And that's because some of the best deals and discounts can be had toward the end of the year. Colder December weather means fewer home shoppers to compete with.
And Rob, many shoppers are busy planning and celebrating the holidays as well.
That's right, Frank. But with the right planning and a little luck, you can find a great bargain on a home regardless of the date on the calendar.
But there's no time like the present, and some of the best deals can be claimed right now. So the research suggests, and might I add, Rob, we are busier than ever.
Yeah, we certainly are. So what is the best month to buy a home? And the answer, like we said in the beginning of the show, is it's December. And a recent report by Adam Data Solutions analyzed 18 million single-family home and condo sales over the past 5 years, and it revealed that there are 10 days of the year when it's best to close on a home purchase.
And Rob, that's because the following 10 dates offer discounts on average below estimated market value.
Yeah, and even though a few of these dates have already passed, you can still make this a December to remember. So we're going to quickly cover these dates to get your best deal. December 1st, you get a discount of $1,000.
December 4th, a discount of nearly $1,825.
December 7th, a discount of $2,000.
December 8th, a discount of nearly $150.
Well, that's not a big savings right there.
I know.
December 21st, a discount of nearly $1,225.
December 26th, a discount of $2,500.
So Boxing Day is a great day to close. That is for sure. The day after Christmas, if you can manage it, you get a pretty nice savings. And then the December 29th is a discount of $1,320.
And the other days with good discounts are February 9th with a $500 discount.
October 12th with a $1,000 discount.
And November 9th with a discount of $670.
So let's read between the lines of the research. And at the Radio Realtors, we were a little bit surprised by some of these findings, even though we work with a lot of buyers and sellers right during the holidays.
Yeah, Rob, I personally find it surprising that December days were so dominant on the list. I would have expected the days to spread out a little bit more.
Yeah, but Frank, this concentration in December indicates they're really is a clear best season in which to buy a home, and that's the holiday season. And here's another thing we found pretty interesting. These top 10 dates were the only days out of 362 total that were analyzed where buyers were able to purchase below market value on average.
And Rob, this really shows that we truly have been in a market more favorable to sellers than buyers.
Yeah, but say the market was more balanced, Frank. In that case, buyers would be able to purchase under market value on average roughly half the days on the 12-month calendar.
So why is December the best month to buy a home?
Well, there are several reasons here why the best month to buy a home is also the last month of the year. For one, it's a time of the year when some buyers, I kind of equate it to like a bear, they go into hibernation, right? And this can provide an advantage to buyers who decide to remain active.
Also, Rob, a lot of prospective buyers are busy with holiday-related activities at this time of the year.
And for some areas, weather can play into this as well. I mean, the cold and even snow in some markets, we don't have that so much right here in our general area, but those things can be obstacles for shoppers in colder weather markets.
And this is interesting, Rob, but buyers seeking to save the most possible money should aim for a day after Christmas closing. That's because it's the best single day to buy per Adam Data Solutions.
But that means that you'd probably need to be out this weekend or this week to close with one of the Radio Realtors PMLs or preferred mortgage lenders.
However, if you're willing to start shopping for a home when other people are shopping for Christmas and setting up their Christmas tree or decorations, you will have less competition for sure.
Plus, you're probably going to work with more motivated sellers, and this can possibly give you as a potential home buyer an upper hand in price negotiations.
Yeah, it sure does.
Now, before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number one from Tracy.
Thanks, Rob and Frank. We're calling this one Outstanding in Orangevale. This three-bedroom, three-bathroom, nearly 1,600 square feet beauty is located in the Presidio, a prestigious gated community in Orangevale. This Tuscan dream home features a professionally designed exterior with stylish colors, beautiful landscaping, and a fireproof concrete roof. This was the model home and comes with many extras such as antique Capri travertine tile floors, decorative baseboards and crown molding, fluted columns, custom window molding, and ornamental arches. The kitchen boasts Bosch stainless steel appliances, including a gas cooktop and self-cleaning range, upgraded cabinets with designer pulls, and Venetian gold granite countertops with a tumbled stone mosaic tile backsplash. The master suite sports a spa-like bathroom, dual sinks, and a walk-in closet with custom closet organizers. The other upstairs bedroom is like a mini master with its own bathroom. There's a full bedroom and bathroom downstairs and a patio oasis perfect for entertaining. In addition to all of this, this home has a new HVAC unit. Priced at just $480,000, this home is move-in ready. Text the word OUTSTANDING to 916-269-3337. That's the word OUTSTANDING to 916-269-3337. And Robin Frank will be back after this.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry the Chimney Guy with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. You may have noticed the weather is getting colder, and you know what that means? It means it's the perfect time to get your wood burning or gas fireplace service. Remember, fireplaces are one of the leading causes of house fires in North America, and no one keeps your family safe like Chim Chimney. Chim Chimney offers quality chimney cleaning, inspection, and repairs on all types of wood burning and gas fireplaces and wood stoves. Chim Chimney also offers dryer vent cleaning, rain gutter cleaning, pressure washing, and junk removal. Chim Chimney is your local family-owned company servicing Northern California for over 40 years. And Chim Chimney is COVID safe, on time, and home of the no mess guarantee. We're open 7 days a week, too. Call us at 916-247-6579. That's 916-247-6579. Online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the official chimney sweep of the Radio Realtors.
Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Golden State Home Inspections can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Golden State will inspect it and give you a comprehensive report that shows current and future problems. If you're selling a home, Golden State can reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. And in light of COVID-19, Golden State Home Inspections is now offering virus disinfecting services for their clients by using a combination of HEPA filtration with built-in germicidal and virus UV lighting. Golden State cleans your home's air and its surfaces with sanitation wipes, handheld UV lights, and disinfecting fog. So whether you're buying or selling a home, or you just want your current home to be healthy and sanitized, think of Golden State Inspections, the number one home inspection service in the Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. Find them online at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, coming to you from the Radio Realtors 30-day quick sale listing with no showing strategy home seller studio. I'm your real estate professor, Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we're talking to you today about what month is the best month to buy a home for less. And the surprising answer that we found out was December.
Right now.
It's this month.
Right
so
now.
You know what that means? Is that you could give us a call today at 916-269-3337. And quite possibly, we could get you pre-approved today, get you out looking at homes tomorrow, and then you could be watching Home Alone or Die Hard.
Jingle All the Way.
That's a good movie.
Love that movie.
I do too.
And everybody loves Elf.
Any of those fantastic Christmas movies, even if you just want to watch the Hallmark Channel, because they have 362 shows that have the same exact plot with only 14 actors. But
I'm amazed you know that information.
I don't know if that's exactly right, but it's just what it seems like. But the month of December, guys, is the best month to buy a home, and the savings are there. Adam Data Solutions gave us all the data, and it shows that 10 of the dates offer discounts on average below estimated market value, and many of them are in the month of December.
Yeah.
So let's get you out there. Give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. All right, so if you missed any of the first part of our show, then you're going to want to tune into our podcast when it's available, because we gave some great data to support what we're talking about here. You can go to iTunes, you can go to Spotify, you can go pretty much wherever you can find podcasts. Just search for The Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
So now we're on to number four. What we are seeing is a change of seasons and savings. Right, Rob?
Right, Frank. A couple years ago, Adam Data Solutions released a similar study, and it reported that February and March ranked as the first and third best months to claim the biggest discounts.
So why did the best month to buy a home shift earlier in the year to later on in the calendar?
Well, I think what we're seeing here is this indicates that more prospective buyers are getting an earlier jump on their home search. And instead of waiting until the spring to start looking, they're starting their search closer to the beginning of the year.
And Rob, I think that technology may be enabling this earlier searching, and the competitive housing market is likely motivating shoppers to get started sooner.
I agree, Frank. So we also need to keep this list in perspective. And don't worry if you aren't able to perfectly time your home purchase, because this list should not be a primary motivator for shoppers to buy or not to buy. Buyers should be looking primarily at their job, financial, and life circumstances to decide whether or not to purchase a home.
And even if you can't close on one of the 10 days that we told you about, you can still get a great deal on a home with the right strategy.
That's right, Frank, especially if you become a Radio Realtors RWA certified home buyer. And we're going to pair you up with one of our preferred mortgage lenders or PMLs.
So let's cover our tips to score the best deal, because who wouldn't want to increase your odds of landing a home buying bargain?
I certainly do. And I agree with you, Frank. So if you're a potential home buyer, here is the Radio Realtor's biggest tip to score a great home this month. Number one, be patient, but be ready to pounce when the opportunity arises.
That's right, Rob. If you want to buy a home, you need to line up your team of experts who can help you make a well-timed purchase. The most important of these are your real estate agents and your mortgage lender.
Yeah, and Frank, and that's why we feel it's imperative for potential home buyers that are truly serious about being successful buying a home to become RWA certified home buyers with the Radio Realtors.
You could get pre-qualified with any lender or even pre-approved, but if you want a guarantee that you can buy a home, you need to become a Radio Realtor certified home buyer, and you need to do that right now by calling the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. Once again, 916-269-3337.
So give us a call right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or online at the RadioRealtors.com. That's the RadioRealtors.com.
And Rob, this way you know exactly how much you can afford and what your payment will be, so you can make a solid offer when the time comes around. So don't wait. Call us right now, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
And Frank, ultimately, the best time of year to buy a house is when you need one.
That's right.
But if price is the prime factor, December could be your best bet for a price reduction in a market with competition from fewer prospective buyers and possibly motivated sellers for the property that you're interested in buying. So give us a call at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337. So we're going to transition into our next topic, and it's 20 clues for buying a home in a good location, location, location.
20 clues, huh?
20 clues.
Wow.
Yeah, so hopefully we have time for all 20. But a great neighborhood sells a home, as the old adage says, and it also helps your home hold value and makes it easy to sell when you decide that you're going to move on. And with all the pressure and excitement of home shopping, how can you know if a neighborhood is truly great? Well, listen up, because we're going to give that to you, the Radio Realtors 20 clues that you have found a good location, location, location. Clue number one that you're buying a home in a good location is it meets your specs.
Yeah, you want to make a list of what you want and don't want in a neighborhood and shop for those qualities. You basically want to describe your ideal neighborhood.
Yeah, Frank, there's a really good book by an author named Jay Waljasper. It's called The Great Neighborhood Book, a do-it-yourself guide to placemaking. And Waljasper says he looks for the invincible spirit of neighborliness that is apparent even to the casual visitor of a neighborhood.
But that concept of what's ideal varies. Your ideal could be a close-knit community with trees, playgrounds, or great schools. Mine might be downtown blocks of clubs, shops, and condos.
Right. So make the list of what you're looking for in your ideal location. And I think that we may answer some of your questions on the show today. So before we get to clue number two, we're going to give you our audio open house number two from Tracy.
Thanks, Rob and Frank. We're calling this one Elegant in Elk Grove. And this one is a four-bedroom, three-bathroom, nearly 1,900-square-foot charmer on a corner lot in Laguna West. This home has a new interior two-tone paint, new Vesdora gray laminate wood flooring, new plush beige carpets, and a newly painted redwood fence. This contemporary beauty is also a two-story home with soaring ceilings in the formal living room and formal dining area. It has a one full bedroom and bathroom downstairs. It also has a separate family room with a cozy fireplace. The kitchen is a chef's dream with newly painted white cabinets, a breakfast bar countertop, and stainless steel appliances, including a built-in microwave, gas range, refrigerator, and dishwasher. Elegant in Elk Grove also has a laundry room with cabinets, a long driveway with three-car garage, a park-like backyard with mature trees, a jasmine-covered trellis patio area with a built-in barbecue, a lush lawn, and a side yard with planters for gardening. All this is priced at just $520,000. To see Elegant in Elk Grove, just text the word ELEGANT to 916-269-3337. That's the word ELEGANT to 916-269-3337. One more time. ELEGANT to 916-269-3337. And Rob and Frank will be back after this.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.
Hi, this is Jerry the Chimney Guy with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. You may have noticed the weather is getting colder, and you know what that means? It means it's the perfect time to get your wood-burning or gas fireplace serviced. Remember, fireplaces are one of the leading causes of house fires in North America, and no one keeps your family safe like Chim Chimney. Chim Chimney offers quality chimney cleaning, inspection, and repairs on all types of wood-burning and gas fireplaces and wood stoves. Chim Chimney also offers dryer vent cleaning, rain gutter cleaning, pressure washing, and junk removal. Chim Chimney is your local, family-owned company servicing Northern California for over 40 years. And Chim Chimney is COVID-safe, on time, and home of the no-mess guarantee. We're open 7 days a week, too. Call us at 916-247-6579. That's 916-247-6579. Online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the official chimney sweep of the Radio Realtors.
Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the radio
Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we're coming to you from the Radio Realtors 30-day quick sale listing with no showing strategy, Home Seller Studio. And we're talking to you in this segment about 20 clues that you're buying a home in the best location, location, location. And clue number one, Frank, was that you're buying a home in a good location and it meets your specs. And that means that it gives you the qualities that you're looking for in that ideal neighborhood. And we talked about this great book called The Great Neighborhood Book, a do-it-yourself guide to placemaking from a gentleman named Jay Waljasper. And it's a great, great book to help you find out what your ideal neighborhood looks like. What is clue number two, Frank?
That you like what you hear.
Oh, that's a good thing. You know, you want to become an expert on the neighborhood that interests you, and you want to get a feel for it by attending open houses if you can, because we're not being able to really do those right now so much. But you want to walk the neighborhood. You want to spend time in restaurants, and you want to go to coffee shops, and you want to be looking for community attractions like parks and bike trails and those types of things.
Also, do you have your eye on a specific property? See if you can chat with neighbors that are on that street.
Yeah, you want to ask everyone who will talk to you about the crime in the area, noise, traffic, neighborhood issues, and the general pros and cons of the neighborhood.
So clue number three that you're buying a home in a good location is, and this is like priority, Rob, you can get a latte.
Yeah, this is a big clue because upscale chains like Starbucks and Pete's and even those independent craft coffee retailers, and we're seeing a lot of those. My son actually works at two of those right now. But those are signs that a neighborhood is well-established or it's on the way up.
Yeah, these businesses typically have done market research to assure that a neighborhood is stable and worth the investment.
Correct. Now, clue number four that you're buying a home in a good location is you see home improvements.
Yeah, especially in the warmer months, Rob. You want to look for activity that shows homeowners are keeping up or investing in their properties.
Yeah, so improvements like new gutters, painting, re-roofing, gardening, and landscaping, replacement of windows is a big one, new fences and decks, those tell people that you have pride of ownership in your home.
Clue number five that you're buying a home in a good location is your neighbors.
Oh man, this is a big one. Neighborhood watch and neighbors in general that are just plain friendly to each other
are signs of what I call a tight community.
In addition to that, many neighborhoods have some type of group communication in one place.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I sold a home in Arden Arcade, and for years, the neighbors kept a list of all the neighbors with their names, addresses, and phone numbers and emails, and they all cared for each other, and they knew what was happening in each other's lives, and they got together on the 4th of July and other holidays, and everyone had this list in their home.
So if you move into a new neighborhood and your neighborhood doesn't have something like this, start an email list or create a Facebook page for your neighborhood.
That's right. And it's quick, it's easy, and it's a great way to reach out to your neighbors to encourage neighborly involvement.
Clue number six that you're buying a home in a good location is people are out on the streets. Are people hanging out around the neighborhood? Kids playing outside, joggers, dog walkers, bike riders. These are all signs that people feel safe and comfortable in the neighborhood.
Yeah, lots of other families in the neighborhood are a real draw for buyers with children. And there are more opportunities for children to play, to socialize, and to make lifelong friends.
And you get bonus points for neighborhoods where people are out before the sun rises. Neighbors are walking their dogs early in the morning or jogging is a good sign of healthy neighborhoods in more ways than one,
Robert. That's right, yeah. Clue number seven, you're buying a home in a good location, is it passes muster after dark. And when you're buying or looking for a new home, you're probably going to only visit properties during the day. The residents you see during the morning or even the afternoon might be significantly different from the place that it was at night.
Yeah, I can't emphasize that enough because it could be a totally different neighborhood at night.
Absolutely.
If you're considering whether to purchase a home, it's worth it to stop by the neighborhood after the sun goes down. This visit can let you know whether noise, parking, or other issues will make the property much more unpleasant after hours.
Yeah, and you want to make a nighttime visit during both a weekday and a weekend. Visiting at different times and on different days is going to give you the most comprehensive sense of your neighborhood.
Right. It may perfectly be calm during the week, but the house across the street may be fond of throwing lengthy parties on Friday nights. Remember those days?
Yeah, maybe so. But, you know, if they invite you over, it might be a good thing.
It might be a good thing.
But an evening visit can also let you know about certain positive aspects of a home. Stopping by during the sunset can showcase the natural beauty that you're going to be able to enjoy every day at the residence.
Clue number eight that you're buying a home in a good location is crime numbers are low. You don't want to buy into a neighborhood without checking its crime statistics. Check local police and sheriff's department websites for statistics or search local newspaper sites.
That's right. And clue number nine that you're buying a home in a good location is school test scores are strong. Where school test scores are strong, home prices are higher. And you can search this great website. It is a nonprofit website, but it's called Great Schools, and you can find out ratings of schools in the neighborhood that you're thinking about.
Yeah, Great Schools is a nonprofit organization, and their ratings are based on academic data such as standardized test scores.
And even if you don't plan on having children yourself, it is good to buy a home near Great Schools for future resale of that home, or even if you think that you might make that home a rental, because even potential renters look for properties in good school districts.
Clue number 10 that you're buying a home in a good location, it's walkable.
That's right. Do cars dominate your neighborhood, or do sidewalks and streets encourage pedestrians and bicyclists?
Sidewalks wide enough for green spaces, parks, benches, and strolling give a place of neighborly feel.
That's right. And you can also look up an address or zip code on a website called Walk Score, or even their mobile app, and you can obtain a walkability rating for neighborhoods or cities.
Score ranges from 0, car dependent, to 100, Walker's Paradise, and they are based on walking distances to area amenities, population density, and road metrics like block length.
Well, that's right. So clue number 11 that you're buying a home in a good location is bus stops abound. Now, this might be more important to some people than others, but the question here is, can you easily find buses and light rail?
And these can be attractive features in a neighborhood, although you may not want to live right next to such stops.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think I'd want to live right next to a light rail stop or maybe even a bus stop where it was active all the time. And so you want to look for homes that are close to those, but you don't necessarily need to be right next to them, right?
Right, right.
So clue number 12 that you're buying a home in a good location is it's going to work for you for the next 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, smart real estate purchases are like your favorite red wine, Rob.
I like red wine.
Yeah, time makes them better. Buy a home with plans to move out in just a year or so, and you'll find yourself breaking even or worse. And that's just sad.
Yeah, but guess what? A little patience is all you need to avoid that womp, womp, womp type of feeling, right? And there is this thing called the 5 to 7 year rule that many people follow. Stay where you are for at least 5 years if you can.
Yeah, this rule applies so that hopefully the market will appreciate double digits so that you will make a profit when you sell.
That's right. So make sure that your next home will work for you for somewhere between 5 to 7 years for best results. Now, before we go to break, we are going to go to our audio open house number 3 with Tracy.
Thanks, guys. We call this home Brilliant in Barrett Hills. And this 5-bedroom, 3.5-bathroom home is over 2,400 square feet and is one of the largest in this area of Carmichael. This home just needs a new owner's vision and personal touches. The open kitchen displays burnt almond granite countertops, Dutch white cabinets, a stainless steel dishwasher, and custom GE electric cooktop. The master suite is huge and has ample closet and cabinet storage space. The master bathroom has Napoli granite countertops, beautiful white cabinetry, and a custom shower stall with a deluxe shower head. The upstairs hallway bath has Sicilian gold granite countertops with white cabinetry and a shower over the tub. There are 3 bonus size bedrooms upstairs. There's a full mini master with a bathroom downstairs. This home has a half bathroom off of the kitchen and a roomy family room with a gorgeous brick fireplace that leads to the backyard with RV access, a concrete patio, a dog run, and more. Priced affordably at just $525,000, this home is the ideal home for a large or extended family. To see Brilliant in Barrett Hills, just text the word Brilliant to 916-269-3337. That's Brilliant to 916-269-3337. Robin Frank will be back after this.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the 2s right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender. Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Golden State Home Inspections can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Golden State will inspect it and give you a comprehensive report that shows current and future problems. If you're selling a home, Golden State can reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. And in light of COVID-19, Golden State Home Inspections is now offering virus disinfecting services for their clients by using a combination of HEPA filtration with built-in germicidal and virus UV lighting, Golden State cleans your home's air and its surfaces with sanitation wipes, handheld UV lights, and disinfecting fog. So whether you're buying or selling a home, or you just want your current home to be healthy and sanitized, think of Golden State Inspections, the number one home inspection service in the Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. Find them online at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, coming to you from the Radio Realtors 30-day quick sale listing with no showing strategy home seller studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we are coming down what we like to call the home stretch, our last segment of the day. And we are talking to you about 20 clues for buying a home in the best location, location, location.
That's because, a lot of clues, yeah, Rob.
Well, you know what? We've gone through several of them.
Yes.
And we're going to give you a quick recap of what those clues are. Clue number one was, it meets your specs. Man, you need to know what qualities you are looking for in a home and a neighborhood. Clue number two is, you like what you hear. Sometimes you go to a home during the day and it's pretty quiet, but then you come back later and you find out that there's a lot of activity going on, like the garage band that practices at 11 or 12 o'clock at night, those types of different things. Clue number three that you're buying a home in a good location is you can get a latte. Now, I didn't realize how important that really, really is, but if you can't get a good cup of coffee somewhere, it's a big deal, right?
Well, I guess it depends. I've never thought that getting a latte would be a criteria for getting a home in that neighborhood.
But you haven't yourself?
Yeah.
But you know what? A lot of people do, especially millennials. They are coffee driven. I know my kids are. So clue number four that you're buying a home in a good location is you see home improvements. Your neighbors are getting new windows and they are doing landscaping and they're putting in new fences and all those things. Especially right now during COVID-19, we've seen a lot of people doing home improvements maybe they put off for quite some time.
Yep.
Clue number five that you're buying a home in a good location is neighbors. You got to admit, having good neighbors is probably the number one criteria of home ownership.
Yep,
because
good.
If you have bad neighbors, it makes it pretty dismal for you.
No bueno.
No one likes it,
no,
right?
Nope.
Clue number six that you're buying a home in a good location is people are out on the streets. And we're not talking about necessarily homeless people out on the streets. We're talking about, you know, your neighbors are out there doing things like the kids are playing and there people are jogging and they're taking their babies for walks or maybe their dogs and doing those types of things.
It's a good vibe.
That shows that people feel safe in the neighborhood. Clue number seven that you're buying a home in a good location is it passes muster after dark. When you come to a neighborhood at night, is it the same nice neighborhood that it was when you came during the daylight hours? And sometimes you find out what is going on in this neighborhood,
exactly,
right? There's some strange activity going on.
Clue
number eight that you're buying a home in a good location is the crime numbers are low. You want to check out websites, maybe check with your local authorities like the sheriff or police department to find out what's going on and just to make sure that there's not a lot of crime going on in the neighborhood that you're interested in. Clue number nine that you're buying a home in a good location is school test scores are high and you can go to Great Schools, that website, and you can find out the ratings for the schools in the areas that you are looking to buy. I have a client right now. They said, we want to be in the Bella Vista High School District area so we can only shop for a home that's in like Fair Oaks, Orangevale, those areas so that their kids can attend Bella Vista. Clue number 10 that you're buying a home in a good location is it's walkable. And this is more important to some people than others, but it's just nice to be able to walk your neighborhood. And you can go to WalkScore, their website, and find out what the walkability rating is for the neighborhood you're interested in. Clue number 11 was bus stops abound. More important to some people than others, but it's good to be able to get on public transportation as long as it's not right in your backyard or right next door to you.
Clue number 12 is it's going to work for you. That home's going to work for you for 5 to 7 years. You want to make sure that your home is like a fine red wine. It gets better with time and that your value increases. And then what is clue number 13, Frank?
Yeah, one of my favorites. Ownership is high.
Yeah, home ownership helps to improve the areas surrounding individual homes. And the housing industry is closely tied to the economy. When home sales are up, so are jobs.
Yeah, together, these complementary forces create a more stable local, state, and national economy because typically renters are more mobile than homeowners.
Absolutely. Longtime residents watch out for one another, making for a safer community.
Clue number 14 that you're buying a home in a good location is homes sell quickly.
Yeah, fast turnaround of homes for sale indicates a neighborhood that is in hot demand. And the Radio Realtors, we can run comps, and that's short for comparables, to tell you how quickly homes are selling in the areas that you're interested in.
Other clues to a neighborhood in demand include employers moving in with new jobs, a growing population, and a limited supply of home for sales.
That's right. Clue number 15 that you're buying a home in a good location is homes hold value. The homes that hold their resale value well are the ones that appeal to a broad cross-section of buyers, and often they have a good floor plan that works for different lifestyles.
In addition to that, homes hold their value that have a good amount of space, but are not enormous and expensive to maintain, and exhibit a pride of ownership. They should also be in good condition.
Yeah, location is also that critical element of resale value, and that's what we talked about, location, location, location. There are market niches that are always in demand in both hot and soft markets.
Clue number 16 that you're buying a home in a good location is the commute is doable. Homes located close to major employers and in city centers usually are in high demand.
Yeah, but with COVID-19 changing the work from home dynamic, we're seeing that not everybody needs to be so close to work when they can work from home.
Clue number 17 that you're buying a home in a good location is city services are good.
Yeah, this is a big one because is the trash picked up? Are the streets paved and well-maintained?
Also, you want to be aware of broken streetlights, cracked sidewalks, and vacant homes with broken windows, and overgrowth of the weeds.
That's right. You know, one thing is funny is that I'm part of a running group on Facebook, and they were talking about if you've ever tripped while you were running and fell or broke your leg or broke an arm or anything like that, jogging. And one of the things was is that people were running on streets with uneven pavement or things like that. And I have dished it a couple times jogging by tripping on cracked sidewalks. So clue number 18 that you're buying a home in a good location is you see plenty of churches. Now, you don't have to be religious to appreciate that churches are signs of community strength.
And churches are evidence that residents are connected and invested.
Yeah. Clue number 19 that you're buying a home in a good location is it has police and fire stations.
Yeah, you want to find the nearest fire and police stations and fire hydrants. Nearby public safety services add a sense of neighborhood security.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
your insurance is lower.
That's true. And that's a big thing because insurance premiums are critical, especially in more rural areas, because fire insurance is super expensive,
yep,
especially with all the wildfire activity that we've had in Northern California. What is clue number 20, Frank?
That you're buying a home in a good location is good change is coming.
That's right. So major economic development can change neighborhoods dramatically. So you want to find out what's going on in your prospective neighborhood. So the wrap up here is before you start looking for a home, you need to talk to one of the Radio Realtors PMLs about your mortgage options to learn how much you can borrow.
Yeah, this way you'll know how much house you can afford before you get emotionally invested in a particular property. Call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Yeah, I know, Frank, that first step is always the hardest, right? So you want to give us a call right now at 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337. We've said it before. A lot of times people are maybe they think their credit is bad, or maybe they don't think they make enough money, or their debt to income ratio is off, and all these different things that get into our head that think that we cannot become home buyers. Well, we have found that if you just make that simple call, 916-269-3337, that is 916-269-3337, you can talk to one of our preferred mortgage lenders. And in many cases, we can set up a game plan within 15 to 30 minutes that we know whether you can buy right now or you have to wait a little bit. But at least you have a game plan. And if you don't have a game plan, then you're never going to be able to play the game. So you got to get off the sidelines, get out of the stands, and become a participant and get on the field. And sometimes it is a little bit scary at first.
Yes, it is.
But if you make that call, 916-269-3337, that is 916-269-3337, or go to theradiorealtors.com, that is theradiorealtors.com. The Radio Realtors will take care of you. And yes, we will work with you personally. So give us a call, 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337, or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And that's all the time we have for this week.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors. And if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.
It's a fact. 8 out of 10 people have this problem, so chances are you have this problem too. And maybe you don't think you need professional help and that your situation won't get out of control. But you're not alone. You don't have to let your pest problems take control of your life. Call Defender Termite and Pest Management. They're helping Northern California homeowners win the war on pests. Defender has a year-round pest management plan to rid your home of unwanted visitors like ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents. And no contract is required. Defender also provides lawn care, pest and weed control to keep your lawn looking lush and green. And Defender Termite and Pest Management even does pest inspections and repairs to help keep your family safe. And when the time comes, sell your home with confidence. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Call Defender now at 916-389-2847. That's 916-389-2847. Online at defenderpest.com. Defenderpest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management. Winning the war on pests.
If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 33-37.